Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, my name is Sarah, and welcome back to Talking Fast.
And I am manager Jacob.
And we're going to dive right into it. I want to know what you're drinking right now.
I'm drinking, Sarah, you know, most of the time I'm going with water these days, but I'm feeling a little tired. Didn't have great sleep last night. I've got an evening coffee on the go.
And are you like a decaf evening coffee person, or will you drink like fully caffeinated coffee?
No, I am like 6 p.m. straight buzzing right now. It's not good. I get the jitters, so like we'll see how this episode goes, but I can't do decaf.
I don't either, and I can't drink a coffee past 4 p.m. or else I'm up all night.
How many coffees do you have a day?
Two. One in the morning, one in the afternoon.
And what time do you have the first one?
9 a.m.
Okay, that's not bad. And then you're not like a 6 a.m. coffee immediately Probably you're not a 6 a.m. wake
I'm up. That was like, when have I ever been up at 6 a.m.?
Sarah, what are you drinking?
Okay, well, I am going to be drinking this bottle of Veuve. Isn't this so fancy? This is my first time anyone's ever given me a bottle of Veuve champagne.
That's fancy. Yeah, why do you have a bottle of champagne
because
beside you?
Because our two lovely guests. So I'm not changing my outfit, so we're not going to lie to the viewers and listeners. We're filming two episodes back to back today with Julia and Naomi, and they brought me champagne to celebrate the podcast. Isn't that so sweet?
That is sweet.
I'm like holding it like a child. I'm sorry. Anyways, I've never had a bottle of Veuve given to me before, so this is what I'm going to be drinking. Thank you to them. They're the best ever.
It's a classy start to the year.
I really wanted to like pop it, but obviously there's a lot of technology around us, and I don't think soda would be too happy.
Are you good at popping or no?
Yeah, I am actually.
I get real nervous. I've had some incidents. Yeah.
Incidents. Yeah. Okay, so you're not allowed to touch this bottle.
Keep it away. Okay, Sarah. Well, also, what are we watching this week?
Okay, so I've been watching The Crown.
Oh, okay.
Nolan and I started watching it last year, but this is the issue. I didn't watch the early seasons.
You just skipped ahead.
Yeah, because I just wanted to watch Princess Diana.
It's history. You know what happens.
Yeah, exactly. It's like not changing. So I only started at, I guess this is season 5. We only started at season 4. So
how late into?
I'm halfway through the new season, and it's all about like the divorce and all. It's real good stuff.
Oh, wow.
It's really good stuff. So that's what I'm watching right now.
I've heard some dirt on Charles, though. Like they don't like the Charles. He's not a good eye.
He's too hot.
That's what I've heard.
He's like, I literally was like bringing up photos.
No offense, King Charles now. But like,
God save the king. But like, man, I was bringing up these photos and I was like, no, sir. Like, you're making me like this man and he's like attractive. Like, it's not even close.
It's not going to work.
It's not even close. They always get the voice down, but the actors are always too attractive to play Charles. And that's like my biggest gripe with the show. But yeah. Other than that, the rest of it seems pretty historically accurate.
Okay.
What about you? What are you watching?
Well, I might check it out after what I'm watching right now. I've got deep into Golden Retriever TikTok. That's like the TikTok that I'm on right now.
Interesting.
I don't know if you've seen. I can't even remember the dog's name, but like essentially it sits in bed with its owner, this guy, and whenever they wake up in the morning, they just want to cuddle, right? I relate to that with my dog. Mm-hmm. So this Golden Retriever just sits beside the guy and he just flops back, just throws itself back.
Are you
back.
About to like go and get a Golden Retriever?
No, I mean, it's the kind of dog that I always wanted growing up, But then, you know, a little bit too much hair.
You didn't have a golden retriever growing up.
I had a golden lab. I had a golden lab.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like people were either lab people or retriever people
growing up. You had a retriever?
Yes. His name was Ginger. His name was Ginger Snap.
Ginger Snap.
You know, like sometimes dog breeders make you like name dogs like all the same thing. So
yeah.
The breeder named everything Cookies, and we were the last one to get the dog. So we named him Ginger because he was like golden. I don't know. So everyone thought he was a girl. He was very flamboyant. He used to shake his butt when he walked. So I don't know. Like, finally, what are we listening to?
Ooh, okay. This one's a little bit of a, this is outside of what I would typically be listening to. I drank the Peloton Kool-Aid in the pandemic, got a Peloton, and I, you know, I use it quite often. I never liked country music until I started riding Peloton rides. And I'm not kidding.
It's the best workout
music.
Kidding.
That is my go-to right now. And I'm not talking like, I don't know too much about country music. So I don't want to get like blamed in the comments or anything like that. So it's probably like new country. It's like country pop.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably couldn't even name too many names.
That's what I listen to though. It's like country pop.
Okay, so who are the people? Who's the people?
Like, well, that goes off of what I'm listening to right now is a lot of Kelsey Ballerini because she's a country pop artist. And she's coming to Toronto at the beginning of March. So I'm just like listening to her new album, getting ready for
Do you consider Maren Morris country?
Country, yes. Yes, she is.
I don't know. Where's the line? You know, I'm a big Maren Morris fan though.
She came last summer. I saw her at Stagecoach. She was amazing.
Did you?
Wow. Are we going to do Stagecoach 2023?
Stagecoach is going to have us do a live podcast. We'll be good.
I'm not quite sure how much that demographic will cross over into who watches this, but I mean, hey, maybe.
It's a good excuse to get some cowboy boots for me at the very least.
So on the other side of this, we're going to have our guests. So stay tuned. From a YouTube video titled How to Get the Best Concert Tickets posted in October 2014 to Walking the Juno's Red Carpet in June 2022, this content creator's journey has been the long game. Whether you watch her for copying what Ariana Grande eats in a day, her relatable skits, or vlogs, Naomi Lenage is the virtual friend every girl needs. Surpassing 500,000 TikTok followers, she's one of Canada's top TikTok creators, bringing relatability and joy to our screens day after day. I've been lucky enough to call this internet friend a real friend for well over a year now. So welcome to Talking Fast, Naomi.
Hey everyone, I'm glad to be here. Thanks so much for boosting my ego today.
That's what I'm here to do. So I like butter you up and then I get into like the interrogation part that we're gonna dive deep into. But first of all, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
This is like the longest we've gone without seeing each other in a very long time.
Yeah,
it's been like a month.
It's been a whole year. What are you talking about? I haven't seen you since last year. Someone had to make that joke.
All right, we don't say Happy New Year anymore. We don't do any of that. It's now well into 2023. Did you get some much needed time off though, well, over the break?
Yes, and it was like unintentionally my phone broke, so I was like forced to not be on it. Okay. But it was actually the nicest.
Okay, so tell us how your phone broke.
Water damage. I dropped it in the ocean. I was swimming actually to a floating bar in the middle of the ocean.
Were you like holding it above yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh.
How did you deal with that?
Well, I was just phoneless for a week and then I got back and then everyone, Apple Care is worth it because they gave me a brand new phone for like $40.
Oh, amazing.
An iPhone 12 Pro. Yeah.
So I should make a note of that because I don't think I've ever got Apple Care.
Yeah.
Ever.
This is my first time getting it. I'm like, okay, worth it.
Oh, worth it. So note to self, if you drop your phone in the ocean, you can get a new phone. Easy.
Was it nice? The time off without the phone?
Yeah, it actually was. And I was on a cruise, so it's like that, I think, made a difference. So okay. If I was at home, I think I would die.
Yeah. So I kind of alluded to it in the intro there, but you've been a longtime creator. And I think most people would know you from TikTok. Mm-hmm. But you were like a YouTuber long before that. And you were even part of the Much Creator program. So I guess my first question for you is, what has always inspired you to want to make content? And I guess when you started making YouTube videos, like what was the kick to start doing that?
Yeah. Well, I studied media studies and journalism in university. So mm-hmm. I was kind of always on that career path of media or something along the lines of that. And then my dream job was to live the Devil Wears Prada life. So I really want to work in the magazine industry and hopefully have a better boss than in that movie. But eventually I got sick of writing because my first job when I graduated school was a copywriter at Urban Planet. So I had to make $5 tank tops sound really cool online for 8 hours a day, which I was like,
no way.
Yeah.
I did that as well. Freelance copywriting. Well, okay. Freelance copywriting, but product descriptions are no joke.
Yeah. And for 8 hours a day, like 5 days a week, brutal. But because of that, I discovered YouTube and started to, I had a blog during that time. So I started to instead of blog posts, I did YouTube videos and then found that growing an audience on there was way faster and just that I genuinely enjoyed it. So
I love that. Yeah. But then, so to make the pivot though, from YouTube to then TikTok, what was the inspiration for like posting that first video, because I think, I mean, also as a creator, we all have that moment where it's like, we remember, we all kind of heard about the app, and then mm-hmm. you, what made you decide to finally start posting on TikTok? And when was that?
Yeah. So at that point, I had been pursuing this dream job of being a full-time YouTuber for 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was working a part-time job at my university, like literally 24 hours a week, making like nothing. But I was like, I know I'm meant to be like a creator. So I kept pursuing it. And then one of my coworkers on our way to work was like, hey, have you heard of this app, like TikTok? My niece is on it. You should try it out. And so I downloaded the app. I posted my first video. It was me making fun of clothes at Forever 21. And it got like 600,000 views in 24 hours. And I was like, what is this app? Like, this reach is insane.
Like, literally your first video?
I think it was like my third.
But still, like in the big first start. Like 10. That's crazy.
Yeah. And so this was December 2019. And okay. then I made a New Year's resolution in January to post every single day. And that's kind of where it took off, yeah.
And then did you pull a lot of your inspo from your early TikTok content from YouTube, because you had already been doing that style of content for so long?
No, I was actually kind of more so just trying TikTok trends. So like I was doing like the cheesy lip syncing. Yeah,
did you do the dances?
No, I did not dance. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was like, let's pull it up. No, roll the tape.
That is where I drew the line. But yeah, I did like the lip syncs. I did like the transitions and all of that stuff.
So there's a couple like old school transitions on my page if you scroll far enough.
Are they all, both of you, are they still up there? Absolutely. Do you hide anything?
No, I've never hidden anything.
I've definitely hidden stuff. Yeah.
The only thing I had to hide was when I first started vlogging in like February of 2020, and I had like no followers. There was like a vlog where you could see my apartment unit number in it. And at the time, I didn't even really think about it, because I was like, oh, well, like, I'm not anyone. And my sister yelled at me. We got in a yelling match over. She, you have to take that down, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, in hindsight, I understand that that's like important that I didn't have that on. But like at the time, I wasn't getting views or anything, so I didn't even think about it.
Probably smart, but yeah.
Probably smart, but good call.
So you started posting daily then. And then how did that go? Because that's not an easy transition, I imagine, from YouTube, which is, you know, more longer form content, to then doing short form, but maybe more consistent?
Yeah, no, I actually enjoyed it way more. Like at that point, I was very much like over YouTube, if that makes sense. Like I was doing DIYs and I was like, I could just buy this. Why am I making this? Like it was not enjoyable. Whereas TikTok just seemed more fun and it was more organic, I think I'd say. And then, yeah, the video that took off was a vlog, actually. It was like January 31st. It was like a vlog of me getting my nails done. And the reason why it did so well is because half of the comments were fighting and saying that my nails look like vaginas. So, yeah,
don't know what
the nail design that I got.
What did we, what did you ask for?
It was just like supposed to look like a cool, I don't know, like abstract,
like
art.
Swirly and stuff.
So yeah,
they made a choice.
Did you think it looked
no,
like...
not until the comments. So that's when I,
but then you can't unsee it.
Yeah,
do you know what? Controversy breeds engagement.
It got me
and
six
all engagement matters. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Vagina Nails, for the 6 million views.
That's probably like maybe on the other side of TikTok community building, but like, is that something to transition into the maybe more?
I was like, I can't wait to hear how Jacob tries to
do it.
We're teeter tottering here, because that's like, you know, the viral stuff is probably not the people that are going to stick around, and they're more interested in like what the nails look like than maybe what you're doing on a daily basis. But one thing that we talk about a lot is just like how good our community building can be on TikTok. Is that what you found in the early days as well? Or
yeah, and I think that's something that over the last year and a bit that I've been focusing on more. Like I think in the beginning everyone was chasing after virality, right? But yeah, community building on TikTok is insane.
And I also think it's because, like, at first, the virality of TikTok is what was so appealing to people. It was a platform you could grow really quickly, and everyone got really addicted and hungry for those views. But then, obviously, it's an app, and we're depending on an algorithm. And that's why I really wanted to talk to you about today, because we've both felt it. We've both gone through it. There's when you're at the mercy of an algorithm where people are used to your content being fed to them, that's what their routine becomes. They're not used to like going to the following page or looking up your name the same way YouTube. I would look up YouTubers that I want to follow. So how have you started to adapt when, I mean, because it did change. Like you used to get, you could post a vid vlog and get like hundreds of thousands of views or millions of views on like a regular video, and then now there's so many more people posting and the algorithm's changed a lot. How have you pivoted, I guess, in that time?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and the struggle has been real. I feel like I'm still trying to adapt to it and also just not take it so personally that it's not me, it's like the algorithm, and it's really out of my control. So my job and what I'm trying to focus on is just showing up every single day and just being my authentic self and putting out content that I love and enjoy. enjoy. And then also not relying strictly on TikTok. So I'm posting on YouTube Shorts and I'm posting on Instagram Reels and stuff like so.
And that's kind of what you have to do as a creator, because like an algorithm can change overnight. I mean, we've seen things before where it's like TikTok could be getting banned or any of that. Like that a platform could completely disappear. And if that's where, if you have all your eggs in one basket, it doesn't work that way. How have you found the success of transferring, like, because your content hasn't changed, like your content is still like your amazing content. How's it transferred to other platforms? Has it been successful so far?
Yeah, YouTube last year, so I had plateaued at 22k. That's when I'd kind of like quit YouTube once I switched over to TikTok in 2020. And then last year I'm like, oh, let me just start posting on Shorts, see what happens. And I literally went from the 22k that I had plateaued at in 2020 to over 100k. I hit 100k on December 30th.
Yes. Did you get, you're gonna get the plaque?
Yeah, I ordered my plaque. It's coming in. I'm so excited.
Congrats, that's huge.
With Shorts, do you think they're gonna have to change the plaque system?
It's a tinier plaque.
Well, like, no, it's just that, like, because like it's, there's so many people now hitting, it's like how TikTok had so many, there's so many people now hitting it. I wonder if the plaque system, I'm so excited you're getting the plaque.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, my 23 year old self is like, wow. And I never thought that I would ever get back on YouTube, honestly. I was like team TikTok forever, and now I'm like,
so are you only Shorts on YouTube now?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, pretty much. I haven't posted any long form content, so.
And it's like, are you reposting content, or is it like you're now making original content for Shorts?
Reposting, yeah. And now I just want to get to a point where I'm like caught up, so I can post like on the same day I post on TikTok, post that on YouTube as well. Because it's a completely different audience. Like most of my audience on YouTube Shorts is actually American or British. Mm. Whereas on TikTok, it's completely like Canadian.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I guess it's because you think about like who watches, like I don't know anyone personally that watches YouTube Shorts as like their way of getting content. Just the same way as I don't know anyone that watches like Reels necessarily, like the people I don't watch TikTok, but there's obviously audiences out there if you're getting those types of numbers, which is crazy.
And, and how is the audience on YouTube Shorts, say, compared to TikTok? Because I know that we, like we said, community building on TikTok has been huge. Obviously, I mean, friendships have been formed through TikTok. Is that something that happens on YouTube Shorts? Is that, are they still like trying to figure that out, or how does the audience work there?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think it is something that they're still trying to figure out. Like, for example, when I see comments, it's not like I recognize the same people commenting all the time. Whereas on TikTok, you do recognize people, right? So I have no idea like how they push it out or anything like that, but I'm just posting and seeing what
happens.
And
the views are coming, so like.
Yeah, and they pay. Like I looked into my analytics and I made like $980 for my YouTube views last year.
Oh, right, because it's,
I'm like, actually I made $0 from TikTok views.
Yeah,
right?
They have AdSense in Canada.
So.
Me like making notes, being like, oh yes, okay.
Where is the creator fund?
Yeah, well, there is still isn't one, which is like a really, so that's so interesting, because it's like less about, what's interesting is like you're like, oh, I was always like team TikTok, but what's interesting is like it shows that it's less about the platform necessarily, and it's like the style of content, because your content's not changing, right? It's like the same style of content. So that's what's really interesting, that there's just the appetite for that style of content. There's just apparently audiences that still haven't seen it, which is exciting.
Maybe I gotta dive into YouTube Shorts to see if I can get like some more golden retriever content. Oh,
I was like, are you about to become like, what would that be called? YouTube Shorter? Like there's TikTokers, there's YouTubers. Do you think the YouTubers will start seeing people that do Shorts as like not the same as like YouTube?
Well, I was gonna say,
because it's like two platforms in one.
Right. Yeah. I was gonna say, that's kind of a question for you, because you've been a YouTuber, right? And now you're primarily focusing on YouTube Shorts on that platform.
Yeah.
Like, it's completely different, I imagine, right?
Oh yeah. And even like, so they, YouTube even has like a YouTube Shorts like team. So like I have a partner manager, but she only does YouTube Shorts. Like I got a pillow the other day that said YouTube Shorts. So I don't even know how YouTube's trying to market it. It does seem like it's a completely different kind of app, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Are the people nicer in the comments?
No, I'd say people are still brutal, no matter which platform you're on. Yeah.
No, but it's true. That's why I was like, are the people nicer? I was wondering how you balance that, because I mean, I struggle with it all the time. So like, nor even algorithm stuff, but like people itself, like how do you allow that to not derail you? Asking for a friend.
Well, I have this like little life hack where I have a folder on my iPhone of like encouraging comments and messages that I've received. And so like every time I get one, I screenshot it, add it to that folder, and then I just read through that, and I'm like, and it makes such a big difference.
I need
that
to,
and it so reminds smart.
You, yeah, and it reminds you that it's like, no, people care about you, and like, yeah.
How often do you dive into that?
You know, once a month, I'd say.
Okay, good check in.
Yeah.
I even fall into the trap of like, there could be like 300 great comments, but there's one like, I wouldn't even say like I don't even mind if they call me like ugly or something. That's easy to like brush off. But it's like when they're annoying comments, when it's like so like you just don't get the point or like something like that. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that then end up sticking with me. And I want to like, I really want to clap back. Okay. I've done it a couple times. I want that, but I don't. I don't.
I've seen it happen a couple of times.
I know. I know.
Sometimes you just got to get that out there. Actually, one thing I wanted to ask both of you though, because you've both recently kind of unplugged either on purpose or because it was dropped in the ocean, but like on the other side of it, you're not experiencing those comments on a daily basis, but like did you feel a sense of urgency to want to go and check what people might be saying, or was it just completely refreshing to have the break?
I think it helped that we were both like on vacation, right, surrounded mm-hmm. by like friends or family. So I was just really living in the moment, which is
I had distractions. I think if I would like decided to unplug while I was like sitting in my mm-hmm. apartment downtown, like it would be so easy for me to go, oh, I just need to go look at it. Like I wouldn't be able to do that. It's the fact that I was like somewhere where it was going to actually cost me money to check my phone. And I just didn't want to do that.
Those rates are no joke.
No, it used to literally be Roam Like Home used to be like $8. It's $16 a day.
I know. Yeah, it's $16. I just saw this because I'm going down to Mexico next week. And I was just like, $16. I think I'm going to be unplugging, you know.
Episode one, you said you're going to be working, so
we've got it on tape. Unplugging from the data, I guess. So I was still going to be in the room with the Wi-Fi.
I found it, same way. Because it was a vacation, it was easier. But it is like a drug. Like, I found once I finally did, because after about 4 days, I did check. And then one of my videos had, like, kind of gone, like, popped off. It got, like, a million views. And it was a stupid one I made when I was in London. My sister was just posting my drafts for me. I'd given her a second phone. She was posting my drafts so I could, like, keep up with content still. And it, like, kind of popped off. And I, like, didn't get to experience it popping off. So I kind of, like, went down a rabbit hole. And I was really trying not to. But it's like a drug. Once you start scrolling, you can't stop. Yeah. And then you get, like, that, like, dopamine hit again. And you get addicted to it. So it was good, but once I started scrolling, I dove back in again, unfortunately.
For me, if I get like 50 likes and maybe 2 comments, I'm on a high for like 4 days.
Do you guys know, I just need to put this PSA out there. Jacob's a donut influencer if you want to follow him.
A donut influencer?
Oh, please. If you're a fan of Boston Creams, follow me on Instagram. Because
so specific. Even niche in the donut industry.
100%. Wow. You got to find your niche. You got to find your audience. And the BC crew is who
I always we are. Say, like, I was shocked when Tim Hortons reached out to wanting to work with me that he didn't just take it. Like, that's when I knew Jacob was a real one, because he didn't take advantage of the opportunity.
I thought about it.
To be like, by the way, like, I don't know if this is a fit for Sarah, but I actually talk about donuts on my Instagram story.
I do have another client that might, you know, be a fit if you're looking to promote some donuts. But it wasn't donuts. So if it was donuts, maybe I would have slid in there, but it was something else.
It was something else. I do want to ask you, and obviously, like, I know the answer because, like, we became friends from being internet friends into real friends. But I guess for, like, other people, because there's always this, like, weird, like, stigma around, like, people that you meet on the internet and then, like, meeting them in real life. I think that's been a thing forever. What, like, advice would you give for someone that's, like, trying to, I guess, like, make friends or has friends that are internet friends that, like, they want them to become real friends?
Yeah, no.
I'm like, does that make sense? It does, yeah. I said friends so many times that I'm like, the theme song's going to start playing in the back of my head.
It might seem like the most obvious answer, but like, reach out. Someone has to reach out. And I think that's what happened with us. Like, we were internet friends for so long. And then it was like one of my videos talking about how lonely I am that like prompted you to actually like reach out and be like, hey, we should actually hang out.
Well, because it's like, that makes it sound like I only want to hang out with you. Like, no, but that's not why. But sometimes it's just like, most of the time, I found, both people want to hang out, mm-hmm. but nobody wants to be the one that, like, shows their cards first a little bit and be like...
That's the case, I think, in any friendship a lot of the time.
Yeah, 100%. You know
what I mean? Like, someone has to be the one to make the call.
And so I reached out. And, like, the key was that we made plans right away. Mm-hmm. It can't... Like, I hate going to these events, meeting all these people, and everyone goes, we should totally hang out sometime. And I go, okay. Never hear... Radio silence. Radio silence. And I go... Okay, well, that's whatever. I'm gonna hang out with you. Like, I remember, like, with you and with, like, even, like, Julian, with other people, it's like, once you, like, connect, it's like, no, you gotta make plans, like, right away. Like, mm-hmm. within a few days after, if you're, like, being legit about it. We had plans, like, literally 2 days after.
Yeah.
And we went and hung out for, like, 3 hours.
And then, what did you do?
We went to
the patio.
The ship? Yeah. The slip?
The slip. That's a good spot.
It was good. It was a beautiful, sunny day, unlike the depressing weather we now have.
Beautiful waterfront bar.
Yeah. But our friendship was solidified with a Christmas bar crawl.
Yep.
Oh, I think I knew.
And a big hot tub drink.
Yes, a hot tub drink.
That you shared.
Yes.
Yes.
It was like a rom-com.
Yeah, it was. Like, we were, like, slurping it. Like,
couple of straws?
I was about to say, like, Romeo and Juliet. No, like, Lady and the Tramp. Like, yeah. Like, the straws? That's not Lady and the Tramp, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's, like, what solidified it. And then well, I think it's, like, once you go Christmas bar hopping and... They like pat you down and make sure you don't.
Once you
feel...
share a bathtub drink, there's really no going back.
I thought
back.
You were gonna stop at bathtub. I go, no. Yeah. No. I don't know what you're talking about there. But I wanna know because, I mean, obviously, we went on a trip to Nashville together with a bunch of other creators. What was that like for you, like organizing it and then like bringing all those people from like your different creator friends together? Because there were people, like, everyone was connected to you, but most of us didn't know
this
each
was
other.
Your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Her 30th yeah. birthday.
I know. I feel like I really took a risk because also I never traveled with anyone.
Oh, you had never traveled with any of us?
Not
before.
Really. I mean, I lived with Carly and kind of Kaylee, but other than that, no. Yeah.
But like, how were you nervous at all, or did you not even think about it?
No, like I think it really lined up exactly how I wanted it to be. Like everyone was just, I feel like I have a good judge, like I can judge people well. So I'm like, if mm-hmm. they're cool, then I think they'll all get along with each other.
I also usually think it's a rule of thumb. It's like if we're friends, like we're friends with the same person, hypothetically, like you mm-hmm. should all, it would all make sense.
Yeah.
Like you could all be friends. Like if we're all friends with Naomi, that means we all have at least one thing in common. Right.
You so all then spent we the entire all... weekend talking about her.
Pretty much.
Well, I mean, it's a good excuse for a birthday. How many of you were there?
Six girls.
Six.
Okay. Yeah, six girls. Yeah. And the fact that we were all creators, I think like that one of my favorite moments was like the last day when we were like packing to leave and we were just having like a big group discussion about this crazy industry that we all found ourselves in. Like that really bonded us, I think.
Yeah, that extra day. Yeah, because we had like been so go, go, go the entire trip. Mm-hmm. Jacob, like 3 days in, was like, this is a marathon. Like when we were getting those guitars of shots and I was like, there's a moment where I'm sitting there like, how many days have we been doing this for?
Do you guys, do you exclusively have drinks in like strange shaped devices?
Yeah, well, there was that. No, well, I mean, like, there's just guitar shots. And it was like, okay, well, we have to. We're like, it's your birthday. We have to. That's the excuse for everything. Oh, yeah, we did the big mason jar.
I remember
too.
Texting you and just be like, just please get home safe.
Yeah. He's like, we have a podcast to launch 9 months later. Please do it. But yeah, it was, I agree with you. Having the actual real creator chat was like, that's what bonded us all, I think, because mm-hmm. it was just a Monday. We're all just packing. We decided not to do anything. We're all just talking about the similarities. And
well, yeah, forget having just like a mutual friend in common. That's you both kind of occupy a world that's like not your typical job. Do you know what I mean? So like to have, correct. I would imagine, to all be in the same place, to be able to just kind of get each other mm-hmm. on what your maybe daily life is like.
Yeah.
Well, not that it's like wildly different from like everyone else, but just to have like a ton of touch points with someone.
Well, and also like I was thinking about this on the way here, actually, it's like you don't have coworkers when you're, if you're a full-time content creator, right? So like I was thinking about today, I'm like, oh my god, like I think of our group chat with like you, me, and Julia, like it's almost like we're your colleagues in this yeah. space, right? For lack of like it's like having work friends. It's like that same mentality a little bit, but you have to go and make it yourself because you're not like in a common space. Mm-hmm. Whereas like I have, like at my day job, I obviously have friends there because I see them every single day. We work together. It's kind of like contrived that way, but you have to kind of make your own like circles and colleagues and stuff. I do want to end this part of our conversation because we're still going to do our mailbag on the other side with you and get some advice from you for people. But I want to know what's something you're excited about right now. It doesn't have to be about content or TikTok or anything, but what's something you're excited about right now?
Ooh, I'd say the possibilities of 2023, like it's just another year love where it's that. Very unpredictable and open. But yeah, usually I think that would scare me, like not knowing what's in the future. But I'm actually kind of excited. I'm like, who knows what adventures will pop up this year, you know?
I am going to start the anti-Naomi moving to Los Angeles campaign now. It is on video. She's trying to leave me. So I'm just going to put that out there. And we're starting now. That's my 2023 goal, is that you don't leave. I'm kidding.
The weather's not on your side. The gloom and doom.
I know. You don't know what? I was thinking about the other day. I'm like, oh God, she's probably packing her bags right now. It's like, it's more step by step. I love that though. There's like, do you like set a goals list for the year? Or are you somebody that just like
goes with the flow.
Yeah, usually I do. Usually I do like a big like reflection on like last year, and then but I haven't had the chance to do that this year. So I think this year is just like go with the flow. But I am heavily motivated by trips, which is why I messaged you guys, that you and Julian was like, we need to book New York. We're going to New York.
I know. I literally, because the
fact that I didn't have a flight booked this year was actually giving me anxiety. Same. Such a privileged thing to say.
I know. But no, it's but what it's, I prioritize. No, I'm the exact same way. I was like, when I got back from Cuba, I was like, once I don't have another trip, I go, what do I do? In between trips, I just think about my next trip. That's all I do. And that's all I want to do. I plan a month. That was my goal for 2022. And I'm like, I was almost there. So we're starting off strong. We'll have to do a full like New York debauchery pod after.
You're going soon, yeah?
We're going to go in March.
Okay, well, March. We'll have to do a recap then.
Just bring the microphones there.
Yeah. Well,
start interviewing people on the street.
Oh, my God. No, I would not thrive in that environment. So I had a realization on my way here that I missed a big opportunity calling this segment the mailbag. As you can see, the entire theme of this podcast is kind of centered around talking, phones. That's kind of the whole vibe. And I don't know why I didn't call it like leave a voicemail or the voicemails. So we're going to try that out instead today. Does that make sense?
I think just voicemail, maybe.
Just voicemail?
Yeah, voicemail.
I like that.
I like that I just had like a little creative discussion with you. Perfect. Great. So this is now the voicemail segment where we're going to go through questions, any advice people have, and we're going to attempt to answer them. We asked questions specifically for Naomi, so we have a few for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it.
Because like people's lives depend on these questions. Okay, so the first one's from Jessica, and she wanted to know, how do you deal with creative burnout?
Oh, great question, Jessica. How do I deal with creative burnout? I think I'm learning to just be okay with it, if that makes sense, like to take a break from TikTok, especially just the cycle that we're in where it's like you need to post every single day or become irrelevant. And then I'm really trying to, one of my goals this year is to like find other creative outlets. So because my passion is my job, I think that's where I've had a hard time like balancing it, if that makes sense, last year. So like I wrote down some ideas like calligraphy or just like random stuff I've never done before, pottery, I don't know. So
no, it's so good to have like to like literally have a hobby.
Yeah, exactly, because my hobby became my job, and then I'm like, and my job is my life, and it's just like this weird, like I'm like, I don't have any boundaries in anything. So
I saw this I saw a TikTok that was talking about too, about how your hobbies, you don't have to be good at them either. So it's
almost
like,
better if you're bad at them.
Cause then it's just like entertaining. Like I know a girl that just does pottery. She's not good at it, but she just does it because it's fun for her.
Yeah.
So that's so good. I love that.
Yeah. So to answer her question, I guess more concisely, I'd say like take a break and try a different outlet.
Yeah.
And then you can get back to what you were doing before.
Yeah, I vouch that. It's kind of taking a step back. Then you have like fresh eyes.
And like you kind of alluded to as well, not trying to turn every creative pursuit into a business.
That's true. I think everyone thinks every time they like post a video on the internet now, it's like maybe deep down within them thinking it's with the mentality that it'd become a job one day. Yeah. And like that can be a toxic cycle.
For sure. Question number two that we have here from voicemail is, how do you stay motivated to keep doing what you love when obstacles are getting in your way? You didn't get the internship that you hoped for, or videos aren't performing based on the amount of effort that you put in. That's two examples.
That's also a great question. Yeah, I feel like because I've been pursuing this like dream job and career for like 5-6 years, like I know what it's like to persevere and keep going. And even when I think about it, I'm like, why did I continue? Like I should have given up. I should have gotten an office job. Anyone on the outside looking in could see that, right? But I think it's like once you know like in your heart and that you're like meant to do something and you're just so passionate, like I think that's what should keep you going, right? It's like I don't see myself in an office. I don't see myself working that 9-to-5. So then like you have to work towards it. And then also all those, I don't know if you've seen them, but they're like inspirational like little images that go online, like Oprah didn't make it until she was 40 something, and J.K. Rowling didn't make it. So like that also keeps me going, where it's like there is no age limit to success, if that makes sense.
You're a great example of it, even because like you did YouTube and you're just like a creative person and craved that creativity, and then you went to TikTok and now you're like back on YouTube. It's just like you're following like the creative and the passion, which is like it comes through in your content too, and that's why it's so exciting to follow your career and to be your friend.
And also knowing that like that doors when they close, like in the future you'll see like why they close, and it makes sense if that, right?
100%.
Yeah.
It's like every, what's that? There's like cheesy sayings about like
every door that closes, there's an open window.
Yep, that's yeah. it.
Something like that.
Thank you. Yes. That's what I was looking for.
So if you didn't get that internship, like, I know how devastating it is, but in the yes. future, you will look back and be like, ah, I see why. Because I got rejected from my dream high school and university. And now I'm like, thank goodness I did, you know?
You had to apply to a high school?
Yeah. I was going
to
say.
I'm sorry.
It was an art school.
Oh.
I wanted to be in the drama program, yeah.
I'm from like a small town where we did not have an art school.
I watched High School Musical. That was it.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? What is this production value? But now, and then now look at you.
Yeah,
you didn't need the art school.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them all. I'm kidding. This is not a slander pod. How do you stay in contact with friends when you are starting to get busy? And I also want to follow this up with an own personal question of how do you then balance when you have friends from like different parts of your life or different parts of like your old work life, this life, like your content creator life?
You know, as someone who just finished their 20s, I think that's what you go through, like, or like that's what you recognize, like in your 20s, how there's such different seasons of friendship, right? Like when you're in college and university, you see the same people, and I still am in contact with them, but it does take more time and effort. And that's the thing. I think like someone needs to be like the ringleader in your group, and someone needs to be like, we're hanging out today at this place. And so if there's no one in your group, like I think you need to step up and be that person, right?
Are you that person?
No, definitely not. Sadly not. And then in terms of like, other friends, I think also recognizing, for example, I'm not someone who can schedule things. Like my friend Katie moved to BC, and so she's a bad texter and I'm a bad texter, so that was not a great year last year. But what we'll do now is just spontaneously call each other and FaceTime each other, because we recognize that if we're like, oh, let's call on Thursday at 7 p.m. and no one calls
or there's going to be like something comes up and you move it. Yeah, it's just like you might as well call and see if in that moment they're free, and if it is, and it's like, oh, we were meant to talk.
Exactly. Well, that's kind of nicer. Yes. Anyway,
yeah, like getting, it's like a spontaneous fun little
call, as long as you can call, like take the call.
I started doing the same thing with like my friends that don't live here anymore, because it's the scheduling, it almost stresses you out more, because you're like, I need to like block off time and do this, and then you never want to feel like an obligation either.
Yeah,
when balancing can be hard. My goal for this year is to plan less things, so I'm sorry. I'm, I don't know what that means for
I was gonna say, are you the glue? You're the glue, the ringleader of
for
your
lack of a better term, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, that makes me uncomfortable, but yes, my I'm trying to plan less. Well, that's all of our questions. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, okay, so this is just another plug that you can watch the video version of this on YouTube, because I'm about to bring out something that Naomi and Julia brought me.
Drum roll,
ASMR. Please. ASMR opening. So now I have to describe it for the people that are not watching. They brought me a cake.
It's a beautiful cake,
and it's
too.
It's green, and it's got flowers. I've never had a cake with flowers, and it says, congrats on talking fast. Isn't this so nice? I don't have cutlery to eat it right now, but thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's a good looking cake.
It is a good looking cake. And it's not melting under these lights.
Is it really?
The flowers, at least.
Shut
up. You'll see.
Are they real flowers?
I actually created a TikTok vlog, huh?
Are they real?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Yeah.
But they were sanitized and clean. Don't worry.
Well, I don't care about that. You put the flowers on here?
Yeah.
I'm way more impressed.
Everyone
now,
go watch Naomi's video where she does too much effort and hand picks flowers and puts them on a cake for me. Oh God,
I didn't hand pick them. I'm not
it's
like
it's winter time.
Yeah.
She's been growing these for months, knowing that it's coming. No, seriously, thank you so much. And thank you for being on the pod. Take a look at the camera. I'm stealing this from Hot Ones. Take a look at the camera, talk in the microphone, tell people where they can find you. Your camera's over
here. Which camera?
Yeah, you can find me on TikTok, YouTube Shorts, or Instagram at Naomi Linash.
Amazing. Thank you so much for listening or watching Talking Fast. As I say every week, make sure you give us all the thumbs up, the 5 stars, whatever the good things are on the platform in which you are consuming this, give us that. We want the validation, and we want to know that you're enjoying this so far. Thanks, and we will see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.